You know, it can be such a troubling thing to have to carry all your burdens with you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, right now, I brought some things here to show you all. I've been carrying these things for years, some of them for many, many years. Right here, I have some of my burdens, some of the worries and concerns for the church. You know, I've got worrying about where are we going to worship together. And I got our budget we've got to worry about. And there's so many things in the church. How can the church serve the single sisters better? How can the young adult ministry get moving again? There's just so many troubles that I could concern myself with.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
And that's the church.
Right.
You know, I have some issues with for my family. Do you hear that?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Man, we all got our troubles. I know. I have three daughters.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Three different generations.
Wow.
They all have needs. They all have worries, and they're all mine. I got to carry them. They're mine. Oh, and then there's this one. This one here, this is my special box.
Okay.
This is where I put all my worries about myself. You can see I've been carrying this one a long, long time. I've opened it, I've put stuff in, I've taken stuff out, I've sealed it up. Man, I get the depression. I worry about finances. I worry about my health. I've gotten pretty unhealthy in the last few years. There's just so much going on. What's a guy to do? You know, but it's my stuff. It's my junk, right? Mm-hmm. My worries, my burden, my concern.
Right.
And the truth is a man's got to carry a man's load.
Right.
There's no options, right? There's
right.
No options. Maybe there is. Maybe Jesus has something he can offer me. Let's look in Matthew chapter 11. Most of these verses will be from the New King James. I've been reading the New King James, and it kind of tickles my fancy. So, and those that aren't are probably from the NAS. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you, oh man, he will rest.
Yeah.
Wow,
rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, at first reading, I think that maybe perhaps this is just adding more to my load. Now I got to take on this yoke to go along with all my personal burden, all the stuff that I have to carry myself. Is Jesus calling me to just add to my burden? No, he's calling me to rest. Jesus says that he will give me rest.
Yes.
But if I rest, what's going to happen to all my stuff? Somebody's going to attend to my stuff. This is my burden and my mess everywhere. But somebody's got to take care of it. You know, the church will still need to find a space where we can worship and give the children their own space. The church is still going to have financial concerns. We still need to grow.
Amen.
And if I don't take care of it, who will?
God.
You know, I'm still going to have to serve and protect my beautiful wife.
Amen.
I still have depression to deal with. So how can I rest? I've got to do what I've got to do. Is Jesus just going to make everything okay? No. He's not going to just take everything away from me, is he? Is he just going to take care of it all? Well, actually, in a sense, yes. Let's read Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 25. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil nor spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothes himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what shall we eat? What will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has trouble enough of its own.
Amen.
And in a lot of ways, it sounds like Jesus is just telling me to kick these off down the road, take care of them tomorrow.
Yep.
Is that what he's doing? No, he's got something so much deeper than that. What I'm really hearing is a couple of things. One is to get my priorities straight. It's just vital. It's a vital component of us walking with God, of me walking with God, of the church walking with God as a unit, as a body. Get our priorities straight. It's really a main tenet when it comes to Jesus and his message of the kingdom. Secondly, Jesus calls me not to carry loads that don't belong to me. You know, if you notice, a lot of the things that I mentioned, those are things I can't do anything about.
That's right.
Except I can do one thing with them. I can give them to God.
Yes.
I can give them to God in prayer. And he will give me rest from them. You see, Jesus tells us that God knows what we need. And he's working at it. He's working at it whether we see it or not. He is striving to give us the peace and all that we need. Some of the things that I'm not responsible for, that are not my... they're not my load to carry, that I kind of just take them on myself. And you all will know some that you do yourself, for take on, that you don't really own either. You know, things like the church growth. What man is responsible for church growth? Oh, there aren't any men responsible for it. no sisters either. My children, well, you know, they're all adults now. Some of their children are adults. And their choices, we used to have a lot more influence in their choices. And so maybe when you're the parent of a younger child, yeah, those are some burdens that really do belong to you. God will help you carry them, though. But for us, those burdens do not belong to us.
That's right.
We cry, we worry, we pray, but those aren't our burdens. They are a weight on us because we are so emotionally connected, but they're not our burden to carry. That is not part of the yoke of Christ. We pray for them. We give them to Christ. Jesus is telling us that, is Jesus telling us that this stuff is unimportant?
No,
that's not that it's unimportant. What he tells us is that the Father is very well aware of our needs and our concerns. And the Lord God knows what we need before we ask him, and he is at work. So if they're not our burdens, and if that's not what God is calling me to carry, if it's not part of the yoke of Christ, what is it? Well, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5. What should we do about this load, this yoke? Peter tells us, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him. I love the fact that that's singular, anxiety, not anxieties, because that all the things that we can get anxious about, they are one within us. It all feels like one big weight. It's anxiety. But casting all our anxiety on him because he cares for you. So why do we insist on carrying heavy loads that don't even belong to us when Jesus invites us to give it all to him? Why do we carry such anxieties? It's difficult, and it's impossible, I think. I think it's impossible to live the full life, to gain the rest that Christ calls us to, if we continue to carry those burdens, that especially those that don't belong to us. Colossians 3, starting in verse 1. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. You see, this is where, you know, we have to get our priorities straight, and we have to, by setting our sights on things above, we are casting, we're changing our direction and our focus, so that have never been what I should focus on. What I should focus on are the things above. You know, how much time, though, do we really spend practicing Colossians 3?
Well,
we get 24 hours in a day, spend maybe 16 sleeping. That's a joke. Just checking to make sure you're listening. But on my best day, perhaps I have a quiet time for 90 minutes. Yeah, I know, I'm retired. I have time like that. But on my best day, I will maybe spend 90 minutes reading the Bible and praying. Perhaps I might speak with a brother a couple of times, share my faith once or twice. What am I doing the rest of the day? For about 120 minutes, 2 hours, maybe 180 minutes, I'm setting my mind on things above. 3 hours, I'm deliberately focusing on the yoke that Christ called me to. What about the other 21 hours? Wow. You know, I think if we spend more time, whenever I'm worried about where the children are going to worship, if I can just pass that off to Jesus in prayer, it's not mine anymore. And I've accomplished two things. I've given my anxiety over to God, but I've also been setting my mind on things above at the same time.
Right.
It's an amazingly difficult thing, at least in my shoes. I hope it's easier for you than it is for me. But setting our mind on things above, that's where we're going to find the rest. Something that's really cool here is that Paul writes it, and you don't find this in every translation, and that's why I like to read different translations, but Paul writes, keep seeking the things above. Because the way that it's written, it is a continual verb.
Right.
It's not a verb that something you do one time and it's over, or something you're going to do in the future, but not until then. It's a continual, keep on seeking. It's the same as when Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock. It's keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. It's a continual verb in the way it was written.
Right.
That means that as often as my heart goes off onto these other things, I can turn back to God in prayer and turn myself to Him, turn these anxieties and burdens. I've titled this Jesus, Lord of the Load, because that's how it is unless we're spending our time seeking, always seeking the things above. Let me ask you something though. Can I really entrust all these things to God?
Yes.
Is He really going to take care of the church? Is He really going to oversee my fam? You know?
Yes.
I think He can. It's not my burden. So what is that yoke of Jesus that we just read about earlier at the beginning? Turn with me to Isaiah 55. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me, hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, a faithful love promised to David. And then in Micah chapter 6, starting in verse 6, with what shall I come to the Lord and bow myself before the God on high? Shall I come to him with burnt offerings and yearling calves? Does the Lord take delight in thousands of rams, in 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I present my firstborn for my rebellious acts, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He's talking about all these burdens, all these anxieties that we carry around with us. Can we do anything to earn God's attention, his work on our behalf? We can't do any of those things. None of them really makes us worthy before God. But he says, he has told you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? This is the yoke of Christ. This is how Jesus calls us to walk with him and to be in his kingdom.
Amen.
That is the load that we're supposed to carry. That's where we find the rest that Jesus promised. You know, Isaiah told us to come to him, all who are thirsty. And he says that, I believe I read somewhere else in here, but maybe not. He says that those who are heavy laden, yes, in the first verse we read, those who are heavy laden, who are burdened down, come to me, and he will give us rest. I have a little parable or a little story here I want to tell you to see or to show what it's like to carry our burdens. Think of yourself like this. You're a sixth grade boy, a little bit geeky and pretty thin too, skinny even. And there's this seventh grade boy. He's a bully and he likes to pick on skinny, geeky kids. Yeah, oh dear. How are you gonna feel about going to school every morning? A little bit anxious, huh?
Yep.
One, spend time contemplating, how on earth am I gonna avoid this guy? Let's see, in third period, he's gonna be in the music hall, so I'm gonna go all the way around this way and avoid him. Yeah, I've had those experiences myself. I was never that geeky, but but it's a really terrible situation to be in, to be that geeky, skinny kid. So what are you going to do about it? Well, let me see here. So this is kind of like what it is for us with our adult burdens. You know, how on earth is Jesus gonna take care of those? Well, how are we gonna find rest from those? Well, let's go back to the story a little bit. I forgot to mention that you have an eighth grade brother.
Wow.
And he's the captain of the football team.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, your father's the principal.
Oh.
How are you feeling now about going to school? You might not want to fall in your father's hands, but you know you won't fall into that bully boy's hands, will you? Well, Jesus is our big brother. Jesus is our captain. He's the captain of the football team. Oh, and the wrestling team. Oh, and he's also the center on the basketball team. And our Father in heaven is the principal of all things. He all things are under his authority. And that's why we can kick our concerns down the road, because each day, like Jesus said, has trouble enough of its own. But today, I'm going to pray about today's worries. Amen. tomorrow, I'll pray about tomorrow's worries. Mm-hmm. In the end, we'll find that rest, because instead of spending extra time concerning myself with, especially that dark box there, I don't like that box. I don't like that one at all. But I don't have to spend all my time concerned with that, because I can pray. I can pray, I'm going to make it through today, that today I'm going to be stronger than depression, that today I'm going to be stronger than my concerns for my children. And each day, it's Jesus is still my big brother, and my father is still the principal, and that is the yoke of Jesus. And I just say to him, let Jesus, I mean to y'all, let Jesus be Lord of your load.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.